Move along now to item number 16, public comment.
Morning, Sam Toll for the record, Gold Hill. As is customary for every meeting that I attend, I will once again urge the commissioners to move public comment to the beginning and at the end of the meetings to provide a gesture that the citizens of Story County do, in fact, come first and not last. Interesting insight, gentlemen. I've been doing some door-to-door campaigning as I'm running for school board, and I was visiting Mark Twain the last week or so. To a man and woman, the concerns about public tax dollars being used to fund the items that we've been discussing today, the water pipeline, are dramatically in opposition. Folks down there, as you probably know, since both Mr. McBride and Mr. Gilman represent that district, that there's not a lot of money down there. And those folks, many of them live on fixed incomes, and many of them depend on the generosity that Mr. Gilman and Mustang Cares provides with food services throughout the month. They're not wealthy folks. It's not a wealthy county outside of the industrial park per se. And again, the folks are very concerned that their property taxes are going to be going up, that the expenses of the county will be going up, and that they will be expected to shoulder the burden of the increased demands that both growth in the county and the park specifically has. So I would like to share that with you. The other thing, interestingly enough, that many people did comment on was that I was the first person that actually ever knocked on their door asking for their information. They did say that in the past, Mr. Gilman has come to the community and talked to them about their concerns and what's going on down there. But there's been according to the folks I talked to, a void of communication from the county, as if those folks actually are part of Dayton and are the forgotten folks of Story County. So I would encourage the gentlemen on the commission to spend a little time in your districts down there, show your faces, let them know that you're concerned about their concerns, and the pipeline is one of them. Thank you very much.
You know, I actually have a question. I know we're not allowed to ask questions, but let's say that Mr. Gilman is recused from a vote, and there's a deadlock, a vote opposed and a vote against a particular ordinance. Is there a tiebreaker in the room, or that motion then dies for lack of quorum? Thank you.
Any additional public comments? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.